Voters filed in at a steady rate for early walk-in voting at Honolulu Hale. Rojo Herrera never voted early, but will be out of town next month. He voted Republican all the way, including for governor.
I voted for a friend of mine, Ray LaRue. I'm a small business owner, okay? And the Democratic Party is not favorable to small business. Ray brings a lot of great, fresh ideas, and I believe that he has the executive leadership management style that we need.
Kim Lingbach has lived in Hawaii for 52 years and settled down in Makiki. She voted for the Democratic challenger for governor.
I chose to vote for Colleen Hanabusa. I believe we need many changes. And I found out that she was the one that stepped up and did the homework and corrected the errors. I felt that's the type of leader we need in office. And sometimes maybe women do a harder job than men do, you know, I believe.
Katrina Souza lives in Kaneohe and starts teaching at public school Tuesday. She decided to vote early for the Democratic incumbent.
Governor Ige. I'm a teacher, so he's helped us in public education. And, you know, it was hard during our contract negotiation times, and he came through. So, you know, our union's supporting him, so I wanted to support him as well.
A number of voters did not want to disclose who they actually voted for, but said they were familiar with the issues, like Mililani resident Teresa McCann.
I'd rather not say. I always vote here since I was 18 years old, and I'm 72 now. I've lived here all my life. I even ran one of the polls one year in Waikiki, so I'm very aware of what we're voting for.
Voters who did not register can go to the early walk-in polling sites with proper identification and vote on the Big Island, Maui, Oahu, and Kauai. City and County of Honolulu Election Administrator Rex Cadilla says a majority of voters are on track to cast ballots before official polling stations open August 11th.
The last election, 2016 primary, we did about almost 10,000 voters at our sites at Honolulu Hale and Kapolei Hale. We're seeing a huge increase in the number of requests on our absentee mail site. I think the last time around we did about 62% of ballots were cast before Election Day. That's combined with the early vote and absentee mail.
Cadilla says 154,000 Oahu voters have already requested absentee mail-in ballots, exceeding the number requested in the 2016 general election. The last day to request a mail-in ballot is August 4th, with early walk-in voting continuing through August 9th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.